Do you ever call it the calf?
Oh, that's the back of your leg.
Yeah, the back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And what about the front part? You might say she kicked him in the
shin.
And then the place where the foot is attached to the leg is the
ankle.
And let's see, a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And the plural of foot is
feet.
My great art work here.
Oh.
Will you tell me what time the clock face says, please?
4:45.
And in the top right-hand corner, what do you call that support?
We call it a sawhorse.
Okay. And what about the thing underneath that, that you put a piece of firewood in to saw? Not familiar with that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've seen them, but I don't know what you call them.
Okay. And what about the thing next to that?
Well, this is a baby buggy or a carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in one of those, you say you were going to what the baby?
Take the baby for a stroll.
Or what's one word you're going to?
Push.
Okay. Now, below that, if we imagine that...
Now, don't come with these things. You know, when I took the National Teacher's Examination, When we came to the last page, it was a lot of stuff like that. You know, a lot of circles to fit here and squares
to
fit. Oh,
yeah. Those things are enough to drive anybody.
And by that time, I was so tired, I didn't know whether I was seeing one line or 40 lines. I just marked up. All right, what you want me to do with this?
Well, let's assume that this is a field that has a fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're standing over here and you want to get to this corner.
Mm-hmm.
So either you can walk all the way around the field like this, or you can climb over the fence and go, what, across the field?
Straight.
Okay. Now, in this one, we have two roads crossing here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a house here and a house here.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd say the houses are what from each other?
Opposite.
Okay. Now, if we move this house over to here so that we have this situation, you'd say that these houses are what from each other?
Diagonal.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered
to
mean that?
Oh, I guess so. Once in a while I would.
Which one would you?
Catty-cornered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could that expression be used if you were talking about the relationship of a piece of furniture
yes,
to a corner?
Yes, in a corner you would say, oh, I don't like that piece of furniture catty-cornered. I'm going to move it straight.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that was